Hi, welcome to The Bridge Podcasts. We hope you enjoy the following message. For more information on all that's happening at The Bridge Church, please visit www.bridge-church.com. So what I'm going to read a chapter of scripture to you, actually, from Hebrews 11. Deja, thanks. It's Hebrews 11, and it's the Message translation. So if you could bring up Hebrews 11 in the Message, that would be great. And, you know, this chapter, there's good news for everybody in this chapter. No one gets away. No one escapes. There's good news in this for everybody. So Hebrews chapter 11, and this chapter is called Faith in What We Don't See. Okay? Have we got that there, guys? Hebrews 11. Amen. There we go. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. If you want to be a distinguished person and set apart, faith does that. An act of faith is what will distinguish you and set you apart from others. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we don't see. By an act of faith, Abel brought a better sacrifice to God than Cain. It was what he believed, not what he brought, that made the difference. That's what God noticed and approved as righteous. After all these centuries, that belief continues to catch our notice. By an act of faith, Enoch skipped death completely. They looked all over and couldn't find him because God had taken him. We know on the basis of reliable testimony that before he was taken, he pleased God. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. That's a beautiful scripture. That we not only believe in him because he exists, but because we know that he cares about us enough to respond to us when we call his name and we look for him. By faith, Noah built a ship in the middle of dry land. He was warned about something he couldn't see, and he acted on what he was told. The result? His family was saved. His act of faith drew a sharp line between the evil of the unbelieving world and the rightness of the believing world. As a result, Noah became intimate with God. Acting in faith will bring you into intimacy with God. Acting in faith will bring you closer to God. By an act of faith, Abraham said yes to God's call to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. When he left, he had no idea where he was going. By an act of faith, he lived in the country promised him, lived as a stranger camping in tents. Isaac and Jacob did the same, living under the same promise. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God. That's what the message was on just a few weeks ago, a city called heaven. Unseen, but eternal. Unseen, but there. Most definitely there. By faith, this is a good one. By faith, barren Sarah was able to become pregnant. Old woman as she was at the time, because she believed the one who made a promise would do what he said. That's how it happened that from one man's dead and shriveled loins, there are now people numbering into the millions. Each one of these people of faith died, not yet having in hand what was promised, but still believing. How did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance, waved their greeting, and accepted the fact that they were transients in this world. People who live this way make it plain that they are looking for their true home. If they were homesick for the old country, they could have gone back at any time they wanted. Who's ever felt like that? It's time, I could just go back. Everything was good the way it was. At least it was familiar and I was comfortable there. But they were after a far better country than that, heaven country. You can see why God is so proud of them and has a city waiting for them. By faith, Abraham, at the time of testing, offered Isaac back to God. Acting in faith, he was as ready to return the promised son, his only son, as he had been to receive him. And this after he had already been told, "Your descendants shall come from Isaac." Abraham figured that if God wanted to, he could raise the dead. In a sense, that's what happened when he received Isaac back alive from the altar. By an act of faith, Isaac reached into the future as he blessed Jacob and Esau. And that's what pastors have been encouraging us to do for years. Reach into the future. Reach out by faith. Stretch your faith. By an act of faith, Jacob on his deathbed blessed each of Joseph's sons in turn, blessing them with God's blessing, not his own, as he bowed worshipfully upon his staff. By an act of faith, Joseph, while dying, prophesied the exodus of Israel and made arrangements for his own burial. By an act of faith, Moses' parents hid him away for 3 months after his birth. They saw the child's beauty and they braved the king's decree. An act of faith will give you courage like you've never had before. As soon as you make a decision to do something that you're afraid of, all of a sudden taking that step gives you a backbone like you've never had. Amen? Because God kicks in when we take the step. And even though we might feel a bit wobbly, God just keeps us strong and steadfast. By faith, Moses, when grown, refused the privileges of the Egyptian royal house. He chose a hard life with God's people rather than an opportunistic, soft life of sin with the oppressors. He valued suffering in the Messiah's camp far greater than Egyptian wealth because he was looking ahead, anticipating the payoff. By an act of faith, he turned his heel on Egypt, indifferent to the king's blind rage. He had his eye on the one no eye can see and kept right on going. By an act of faith, he kept the Passover feast and sprinkled Passover blood on each house so that the destroyer of the firstborn wouldn't touch them. By an act of faith, Israel walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. The Egyptians tried it and drowned. By faith, the Israelites marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days and the walls fell flat. By an act of faith, Rahab, the Jericho harlot, welcomed the spies and escaped the destruction that came on those who refused to trust God. I could go on and on, but I've run out of time. There are so many more. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. Through acts of faith, they toppled kingdoms, made justice work, took the promises for themselves, amen. They were protected from lions, fires, and sword thrusts. They turned disadvantage to advantage. They won battles. They routed alien armies. Women received their loved ones back from the dead. There were those who, under torture, refused to give in and go free, preferring something better, resurrection. Yeah. Others braved abuse and whips and, yes, chains and dungeons. We have stories of those who were stoned, sawn in two, mercy, murdered in cold blood, stories of vagrants wandering the earth in animal skins, homeless, friendless, and powerless. The world didn't deserve them, making their way as best they could on the cruel edges of the world. Not one of these people, even though their lives of faith were exemplary, got their hands on what was promised. Is that a shock? God had a better plan for us, that their faith and our faith would come together to make one completed whole. Their lives of faith not complete apart from ours. And that's where I'm going with this little message this morning. We know God by faith. We please him by faith. We become intimate with God during our walk of faith. The kingdom is built by faith. The kingdom's extended by faith. When Libby said this morning, my heart jumped, 100 chairs in a building, it's not going to be that way for long. Amen. Victories come by faith. Promises are obtained by faith. We stand out and we're significant by faith. By faith, this is a good one. Whatever seems to have dried up in our lives can reproduce. Whatever has dried up in your life can reproduce by faith. By faith, we can endure whatever God says we can endure. By faith, we can go wherever God says we can go. Amen? Amen. We can go from faith to faith to faith to faith. Because by faith, a way is made. By faith, a way is walked. And the journey starts in faith, but faith must be kept until the end. And you've heard the saying, it's more important to end well than to start well. Yeah. Amen? In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, it says that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So all of these people we read about in Hebrews 11, they were way makers. They paved the way, they set an example, and they lived an example. Amen? So some of you might not know this, but today's actually National Bible Sunday. And all across the country, people are going to be preaching more or less the same thing. There is a sermon on Nehemiah that was out there. And I just want to mix a little of that. So keep all of that in your head about faith, okay? In Nehemiah 8, it speaks of a moment in Israel's history. God had given the promised land to Israel, amen? But because they had turned their backs on God, he exiled them. You know that. But by the grace of God, the people returned to the land and they began to rebuild. And it was at this moment of rebuilding, when they're rebuilding their homes, rebuilding their lives, and rebuilding their nation, the real key thing was their faith was actually being rebuilt. That is what actually happened. The rebuilding came through a return to God's word, because our faith only gets strong when we go to God's word. Amen. And we have waymakers, and we have people that have blazed trails for us in our life, and they set examples for us. But what happened was they returned to God's word. Amen. Amen. There was obviously a definite disconnection in the personal faith and the corporate faith of the whole nation. There was a huge disconnection between them and God, and that needed to be reconnected. So to rebuild, what happened was, and Nehemiah 8 tells us, that Ezra and the Levites took action, gathered all the people, and they read the word to them for a long time. Yeah. They got all the people together, and they read the word to them for a long time. They explained what it meant. They helped them understand. And then they said, go and get on with it, but don't go away sad. Go away with joy and rebuild. So it's basically a three-step process. We hear the word, we understand it, and then we respond to it. Amen? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen? And we know all of these scriptures on, you know, faith without works is dead and all of that. But just to finish this off, faith is important. What we look at and what we keep our eyes on is important. If you can imagine a little story of an aircraft full of passengers going from Glasgow to Johannesburg, let's just say. And there's an unexpected stop, okay? And the plane has to stop for an hour or so. So on this plane, there's all these passengers, and the stewardesses announces to everyone, we're going to have to stop here for about an hour, but if you want, you can just get off, go to the departure gate, and stretch your legs, okay? So everyone starts to get up, and they start getting off, okay? But there's a man sitting in the front seat, and he's blind, and he has a seeing eye dog or a guide dog. So everyone's left the plane, and it's just the man sitting there, and then the pilot gets off. And on the way past the pilot, he says to the man, he says, aren't you coming off to stretch your legs? He says, no, I'm okay here, but if you like, you could take my dog for a walk, and he can stretch his legs. So the pilot walks through the departure gate with his cap on and his Ray-Bans, and he's got a guide dog, a seeing eye dog. And he walks through there, and all the passengers are standing there, stretching off. Next minute, chaos ensues. Everyone's rushing to the desk because they want to reschedule their flight or get on the next one. So it's really important what we focus on, what we fix our eyes on. Who would you have placed your faith in at that moment in time? Amen. And, you know, as a tribute to my mom and dad and our pastors, you know, they've always lived by faith. That's the only way I've ever known them. You know, they've always just, I value their example. I know all of our family does. And they've just lived by faith. And they've kept the end in sight, and they've just keep going on and keeping on and keeping on. And that's what we said a couple of weeks ago. We got to keep on keeping on. Amen. And glory to God for that. Amen. And, you know, they've always been visionaries. They've seen afar off. So sometimes I think that the pilot with the guide dog has walked through the gates of their lives. And but they didn't stay focused on those things that challenged them. They just kept their eyes on the end, on the prize, and they've just stayed steadfast. And actually, Libby took the words out of my mouth. There's an old saying that goes, "I'll believe it when I see it." But people that live by faith say, "I'll see it when I believe it." Yes. And that's how I've always known my mom and dad. They've always been vision people. We see it, and we believe it will happen. And that's been incredibly important to me and my family, and I know our wider family. And that's how I've come to appreciate how they operate. And so what's most important now in the rebuilding of what we're doing is that we're all aligned with the like same faith. Are you up for that?
Yes.
If we're all in alignment and we all have like same faith, that's all it takes for us to win the world. That's all it takes for us to win our town and to win our nation. Amen. And so go back to that last verse of Hebrews 11. God had a better plan for us, that their faith, Pastor Nan and Bernie's faith, and our faith would come together to make one completed whole. And that goes for anyone in your life who's been someone you've looked to in faith. It applies to all of us. So I hope that encouraged you. Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our website, www.bridge-church.com, and connect with us via Facebook and Twitter.